Rogers and Ali.
Okay, I've got a bit of a twist for my hard word today.
Okay.
Not only is the meaning hard, it's really quite difficult to say. Ignominious.
Ignominious.
Ignominious. But when people read it, they say ignominious.
So it's ignominious.
Yes. Read me the word, Gunners.
Is that an E?
No, it's G.
You've got a funny G. Ignominious. Did I say it right? Ignominious.
You said it right. Anyway, let's get to the meaning. Does it mean A, a great word, B, when you want to refer to something as acting shameful, or C, mispronunciation? Ignominious. You do that all the time.
Can't help myself, sorry.
I know.
Well, I'm thinking it might be a derivative of ignominious.
Which means?
I have no idea.
I don't think that word is derived from what you just said.
Could be.
Well, what does it mean then? A, B or C?
It is a great word. There's no doubt about it. But I'm not going to go A, mispronunciation. Could be that because it's a word that's easily mispronounced. But I'm going to go with B, someone acting shameful.
Ignominious is B, someone acting shameful.
Yes. Yes.
And it's also a great word. I would have taken A and I would have taken C as well.
Oh, you would have taken them all?
Well, because mispronunciation,
exactly.
It's a hard word. Yeah. So my hard word with a twist, ignominious. Say it three times fast.
Ignominious, ignominious, ignominious.
Your turn tomorrow, right here on The Wave.